Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the audio format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Matt Barks is an entrepreneur, a long-term rental real estate investor, and CEO of Mint Builder. Today, Matt is going to talk to us about gold, silver, saving and investment strategies that just could lead to your ultimate success. Listen to Matt.
Hi guys, Matt Barkus, CEO of Mint Builder, and today I want to talk about savings. I think we all know that inherently we're supposed to be saving for things in life, you know, mainly just to have a nest egg put away in case of emergencies. It's really important to have that. You feel safe and secure when you have that. But should you just take your hard-earned cash and put it into a savings account in the bank? I say if you do that, I believe that you're literally throwing away your hard-earned wealth, your hard-earned currency, what you're working so hard for, you're just throwing away. And the reason I'm saying that, I know it's a bold statement, is because if you look at the purchasing power of your currency, what a lot of people call money mistakenly is actually fiat currency, it doesn't matter which country you're in. It all has one destination. That destination is zero, worthless. That's eventually where it all goes to. Take the US dollar, for example. If you go back about 80 years, the dollar had 100% buying power. And you know, what do we compare that to? We compare it to what we're buying stuff for today. So as you go down the timeline to about 80 years to today, we have about 2% buying power left. So what does that mean? What does this whole thing mean where the money is losing its value? Think of it as the battery on your phone. So when you have your cell phone, you see up in the corner, you see your battery life. And when you see that it's a little thin, tiny red line that says 2% left, what's your first instinct? It is to find a charger, right? You want to charge that phone up because you don't want it to die. Our currency is literally on the 2% battery life right now. That's how much our currency is. And yet we still think that it's functional and normal to have as a means of trade and to store our wealth into. It's at a 2% life, power life, or battery life, if you want to call it that. And so that's a pretty big problem. So what can you do then? So what you need to do is you need to plug your wealth into a charger, and a charger is an asset. Currency, this is not an asset. This is just kind of an IOU, basically, that's losing value. You need to plug it into an asset such as this, silver and gold. So this coin, you know, back when this dollar was real purchasing power of $1, you could buy one of these coins for what was our currency at the time, was a little bit different dollar, but still same idea. You could have bought one of these coins for one of these. Today, it takes about 18 to 20 of these to buy one of these. So, and that's just right now. Eventually it could be much, much more. Some people are predicting that it's going to eventually take hundreds of dollars to buy 1 ounce of silver. So silver is the charger for your wealth. So if you want to go from 2% with this and you want to be at 100%, then you need to start saving real assets. This is the charger for your wealth. You want to charge up your wealth and get started protecting yourself and knowing that you have a nest egg put away and actually holding real value, then this is how you do it. Not with this. Trade this in for this, and not all of it, of course. Whatever you would save, do a percentage of your savings with a real asset, and then you'll see your wealth being charged up to 100%, and that's where we want to be at. So hopefully that helps get a better understanding of what it is with precious metals and the tremendous power behind them, and why we recommend them so much here at Mint Builder. So until next time, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks. Have a good day.
That's awesome. Now, for more about Matt Barks, myself, or Mint Builder, simply click the link below. And if you're listening via our podcast format, go to mintbuilder.us. That's mintbuilder.us. You can get a free bar of silver just for visiting that website. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Matt Barks. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thank you a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Ballin. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgeballick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Ballick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.